Moving on to look at the next couple of pages, we underlined the last sentence of the top paragraph because it sums up the argument to that point. We highlighted and underlined this next section because it functions as an intermediate conclusion, stating where the argument has taken the authors thus far, as well as signaling where the authors are going next. We wrote, "I agree," just to track our own thinking. We added a sticky note here also to track our own thinking about questions we have, and also because we want to raise this point in class. We used a sticky note in this case as opposed to a marginal comment, as thus far marginal comments have been used to summarize and signal, rather than express opinions. Also, a sticky note makes it easier to locate this question quickly in class when the opportunity arises. As we continued reading, we highlighted the main concepts being developed. We also noted that active patriotism can be blind or constructive, in order to remind ourselves that it's not a third kind of patriotism, but rather that it's another way to slice patriotism, blind versus constructive, and active versus passive. We didn't underline anything under the blind and constructive patriotism headings, because they made intuitive sense and seemed easy to remember. We did highlight the definition of active patriotism, though, because it was slightly less intuitive. Again, we highlighted rather than underlined these concepts because they are definitions rather than claims being argued. Finally, we made note on a sticky that related these conceptual distinctions to the framing question, noting that these are points that we might want to include in our paper.